Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title real quick.
Lucy Bowen McCauley, Artistic Director of Bowen McCauley Dance Company.
And we're talking because you are doing a really cool partnership with the Maryland Youth Ballet to continue your free Dance for Parkinson's Disease classes. Thanks so much for joining us, first of all, but tell me when that whole initiative started.
We started this in 2008, and we were offering classes at the Maryland Youth Ballet and several other locations around town, all for free. The program, though, originated with the Mark Morris Dance Group. They created this research-based program that we joined then in 2008, and we are, I'm a fully certified instructor.
Great. And give me an idea of, how it works. Like, let's say someone, enrolls in it. How often do you all meet, and how does that even work, especially during COVID? Like, how does that actually work?
Okay. Well, originally, people came to the class in person, and it's, as I said, it's free. And so they just, all they had to do was give us their, information. And anyone can come to take the class who has Parkinson's disease or bring a care partner or caregiver. And we offer the classes, we recommend at least, once a week, but before COVID happened, we had 8 different locations running. So sometimes we'd have people participate in 2 to 3 classes a week if they wanted to, and they'd go to various different locations. The class is about 1 hour and 15 minutes long, and we start in chairs in a circle. If it's a large group, I have an assistant instructor with me, and we warm up to music and do very creative movement and stretching and flow. And then we get up and do some standing and a little what we call across the floor. Those who are in walkers and wheelchairs are accommodated so that they can participate in all of it. And there's a real transformation for people coming into the class because Parkinson's disease affects people very differently. Some people stiffen, some people their face freezes, some people get dyskinesia, they, balance issues. Some people you'd have not a clue that they have Parkinson's disease, besides like a tremor in their hand. And so this class, a lot of these, the challenges that they face with the disease fade away as we dance. It's not a cure, but it seems like the class, the music and having to remember movement and being in the room with professional dancers, doing creative things, being graceful, just transforms people with the disease. And they really do become graceful and dancers in their own right. And people who had trouble walking, walk in beautiful rhythm and their balance improves. So it's very transformative experience.
Wow. So you see actual physical changes in, I guess, symptoms or,
yes.
Like you actually can visibly notice it as you're teaching.
You visibly notice that, someone's, rigidity just melts away. They loosen up. They're not struggling so much to walk. They're walking in a nice rhythm and flow. Care partners, caregivers comment on it. They see the changes. Some are more subtle than others. And like I said, it's not lasting. It's not a cure. Some people, though, say that because of the classes, they now can like lean over and turn off their alarm clock in the morning without shoulder pain and have greater range of motion. And just some things, that you would get from common exercise. But the beauty of dance makes it so special, the joy of dance and the music. And then I haven't mentioned that sort of the social element. People have made, vast friendships, new friendships. After some of these classes, they go for what I would call happy hour, whatever kind of beverage. And their bonds, some people start driving each other to or from class. So there are many social benefits as well. Parkinson's disease can be very isolating to people. And people come out of their shell.
It's just such a fantastic service you're providing. So are obviously the folks with Parkinson's are dancing, but is it also do the caretakers, they accompany them to there, but are they sitting on the sidelines watching or are they out there dancing as well?
Great question. Most of them participate. We encourage them to just do it as well. And there are occasionally someone would rather go shopping and come back and get their friend or partner. But most people participate.
That is so cool. And what sort of, you know, what age folks are we talking about?
We have a
range
from about age 40 to 85. It's quite a range.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, you got several different decades worth of, I don't want to say, I guess they're students. You could be a student at any age.
I agree. All right.
That's so cool. I mean, has anyone given you any really good feedback, like coming up afterwards, either someone with Parkinson's or their caretaker coming up saying, wow, you have no idea what this means to me, you know?
Yes, we have many testimonials. And I'd say even after every class, I guess I didn't answer your question about what are we doing now during the pandemic. So we did have to shift the classes to Zoom, and we offer 3 each week, and at different times. And even on Zoom, people like to stay on, after the class and talk about the benefits or how much better they feel. And then they also, there's kind of this social half an hour after where people catch up on their grandchildren and what they've been doing, or, you know, share their news. So it really is heartwarming. And we do get a lot of positive feedback. And the classes are still, you know, maintaining pretty good size, even on Zoom.
Wow. I'm blown away by what that this is even a thing, let alone, you know, how many people are participating. It's so cool. All right. So do you also offer, I also am reading you offer stuff for kids as well, right?
We do. That's been a little more of a challenge with COVID, but we, for years, the company is in its 25th season. We're very excited about that. But for 20 of those 25 years, we've been going into schools and doing workshops or residencies. And then many, many schools just straight on performances for students. And this is, you know, K through 12. We've worked with a few colleges as well. And some, like I said, some programs last longer than others. We were at Kenmore Middle School for 12 years with a residency that could last anywhere from all school year to a half a year. Very rich. And they don't just get class. It's a performing art. So we always make sure there's some performance element. They learn choreography and they get to get out on the stage. We share our stage with them at the Move Me Festival or at the Millennium Stage at Kennedy Center. We try to show off these kids and what they can do.
Great, great. It's wonderful work. Okay, cool. Well, you mentioned the Kennedy Center. Tell me about what you have coming up. I think you have it'll be like your first live performance at the Kennedy Center since COVID. I mean, in over a year, I guess. How did that, what's the show, and B, how excited are you to finally be back?
I'm so excited. We're 2 weeks from today. So May 26th, the show's at 7 p.m. We're going to do a live virtual performance from the Terrace Theater. We call that our home theater. We perform there at Kennedy Center at least once a year, if not twice a year. We have a 20-year relationship with the Kennedy Center. So, you know, by doing this live virtual, we can have a large audience, and then we are allowed to have a small audience of people right there with us in the theater. I think we can have about 60 people in to see the show, which the dancers are excited about, because dancing for an empty theater, even with, you know, television cameras, is still kind of weird. So we're all very, very excited. And we will be doing a reprisal of Dances of the Yogurt Maker. And this piece was performed originally with the Fairfax Symphony a couple years ago. And that will open the program. I had to rework it for dancers wearing masks and also no partnering. So this was a piece where I took the partnering out, and I thought it was still a worthy piece. But I couldn't do that for many other pieces, because partnering is such a huge part of what we do as dancers. So the second big piece on the program is a world premiere. It's called Trois Rêves. It's French for 3 dreams. It's to music by Ravel, and our music director, Nicola Paskalov, will be performing it live. And it's, there are sort of three different segments, and it was, there's no touching, obviously, because I made it during COVID, that dancers are in masks again. And the first section is sort of underwater, think mermaid. Second section, as the music is written, is called Jibay and our gibbet. And that is, means noose. So it's like arid desert with, and think of a noose hanging and dying. And then the third section is super fun. It's like little gremlins. And the way I, the direction I went is that we have one of the dancers sleeping. And as he's sleeping, the dancers are what are in his head. So every now and then he wakes up and the dancers, you know, exit the stage, but then they come back when he goes to sleep. It's very comedic, and I think the audience is going to really enjoy it.
Yeah, sounds like a nice little variety there. So wait, remind me, who are the members, you know, who is in your membership? Like, who are, where do the dancers come from? I assume this is different. I guess my question is, I assume this is different from the Parkinson's program. Like, who's your typical dancer?
Oh, yes. So these are professional dancers. Some have been with me a very long time. Dustin Kimball has been with me for 15 years. And Alicia Curtis, who also works as our rehearsal director, has been with us for 14 years. And then we have Elena Luisa Alvarez, Allison Bartels, Aaron Bauer, Lexi Firestone, Patrick Green, Justin Metcalf-Burton, Wani Ni, and Elena Olshan. So we have these dancers in the company, and they rehearse, you know, 2 to 3 times a week with me. They're part-time employees, and they're very accomplished dancers.
Great. And just to clarify, is the Kennedy Center show, is that also going to feature Maryland Youth Ballet, or that's just your guys' company, right?
Yes, that's just a Bowen McCauley Dance Company. The Maryland Youth Ballet is where I have been on faculty for 30 years and where we've been in rehearsal, in residence, since the beginning of Bowen McCauley Dance. And so we will be, we're not there now due to the COVID restrictions, but we plan to bring the Dance for Parkinson program back in the fall, if we're allowed. And it will be a hybrid. We'll offer it, you know, so we can have participants there in the studio with us, or participants who prefer to stay at home could still Zoom in. And in the works, I want the program to live on for many years. We want to have, go back to having more than just one location so that we can serve as many people with Parkinson's disease in this Metro DC area. So we're in the works to have a DC location and a Virginia location, and those, I can't name them yet, but it's looking very good.
Great. Well, before we run, give me a sense of yourself. You know, where did you grow up? How'd you get into dance? All that good stuff.
Oh, I grew up in Indianapolis, Indiana, and I found my passion at about age 11. When I was first exposed to dance at age 7, I didn't really like it, and I imagine I wasn't very good at it. But about age 11, I got the bug, and that was my focus. And I then took a scholarship at age 18 to move to New York City, where I was on scholarship and eventually danced with Joffrey too, and worked in New York City for 10 years. And then I moved to the DC area. I live in Arlington, Virginia, and in 1996 founded Bowen McCauley Dance Company.
Great. And do you have any personal connections to Parkinson's, like any relatives or anything, or is that just a passion project?
That's a great question. So I don't have Parkinson's disease, but at age 40, I was diagnosed with very serious heart disease. And I wanted to do giving back, and dance is what I know. So I tried to do something along the lines of what we're doing now, more with heart associations and things, and stuff just didn't get traction. And I love the Mark Morris Dance Group, and I'm friends with people who founded the program. And so I thought, you know, it doesn't have to be my disease. And I called up David Leventhal, who's the director of Dance for PD, the original founder, and asked him about it. So that's when I went and did the training in 2007, 2008 to bring this program. And we are Bowen McCauley Dance Company is the only company in the region that is certified and who is doing these kinds of classes. So I wanted to do the giving back, and it doesn't have to be my disease.
Oh, for sure. We can all give back no matter what. And it sounds like you found a really cool way to do so in a lot of different ways, not just the Parkinson's program, but some of the youth stuff you do and just, you know, your general dance program, too. It's a great service all across the board. So
thank you.
All right. Thanks. Talk to you later.